If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The church puts those words on our lips a lot throughout the course of the year. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I think there's a lot of wisdom in doing that because we're really bad at it. If today we hear the Lord's voice, oftentimes our hearts do become hardened. That if somebody says something and my heart's moved a little bit, or maybe I read something, or my conscience wakes up to some way that the Lord might be calling me, I feel like the Lord's saying something to my heart, I think we tend to harden a little bit of self-protection, and we don't really want to be open to what the Lord is doing. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And just for a moment, can we appreciate the fact that the God of the universe, the God who made the stars of the sky, the depths of the sea, all of the fish, all of the animals, the God who made the human brain, our entire bodies, I mean, the world that we live in, that the God of the universe wants to interact with you and with me. Like he has something to say to your heart. So if today you hear his voice, maybe we should be open to what the Lord is trying to say. Maybe he has something powerful, impactful for us. But if you're anything like me, I can often just kind of close in and protect myself. So a few weeks ago, we had a meeting here at Newman with our little team, and we wrapped up the meeting with a prayer, and somebody was making a nice prayer, a fluffy prayer, you know, all the things that you pray for. Lord, we want to grow in love. We want our faith to be strengthened. We want to be a community where we can receive other people well. Help us to be inconvenienced by the gospel. And I was like, nope. No, I don't. Said, I want to be inconvenienced by the gospel. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for that. I want all of the beginning of the prayer and nothing of the end. It's like, but that's what we're asking for when we sign up as Christians, to be inconvenienced by the gospel. And we revere the people who have been inconvenienced by the gospel, that Peter and Andrew and James and John left their nets and their dad and followed Jesus, that Mary Magdalene left a life of sin, which was hard, it was inconvenient, that it would have been easier for her to cling on to it, that Levi, the tax collector, Matthew, made bank working for the tax collectors, right? His life was inconvenienced. Francis of Assisi, St. Dominic, St. Thomas More, our patron, their lives were inconvenienced by the gospel. They heard the voice of the Lord, and their hearts didn't become hardened. They had hearts of flesh to receive what God, the God of the universe, was doing in their lives. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It's a real call, a real challenge. And to sign up to be a Christian is to sign up for a courageous life. But so often we cling to what's comfortable because I have my ways, my habits, the things that I do each and every day. And there's a reason why I do them. But what if my habits, my ways, even my truth are no longer good for me? That they damage me and my relationship with God, or they damage even my relationship with other people. It can no longer just be my truth. What happened to God's truth? The way of justice, the way of righteousness that connects us to the living God who made us for relationship, that you and I are made for meaningful connection. And that doesn't mean I can just do it my way. And this is how I know that the God, the Jesus that we read about in today's gospel, is not the Jesus that the world presents to us as sort of this happy, clappy, intolerant Jesus. That Jesus has some hard words. What he says in the gospel makes me uncomfortable. Jesus says to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. I don't like doing that type of thing. Like, it doesn't excite me to go tell somebody that they've done something wrong. But what Jesus is alerting us to is that oftentimes our hearts go astray and that we need guardrails, and that Jesus, who was here with us here on earth for 33 blessed years, is no longer here. And so that you and I, as Christians, as brothers and sisters who face the same direction, face the same God, that we need to hold each other accountable. Say, I noticed that you do this thing and you've said this thing and it kind of pains me. I've seen the way that your spouse reacts to that or your children and how it's affecting them. That's not a fun thing to bring up to somebody. But maybe, just maybe, we're being the voice of the Lord. And that's a real challenge. That if your friend was about to drink poison, I would hope that you would stop them. Can we all just agree? Like, you won't let your friends drink poison. If your friend was about to drive off of a cliff, you would say something. And we would do it in real life, but we hesitate when it comes to spiritual realities. And Jesus says, this is going to be part of my church. That if you all are supposed to drive together, work together, move together towards our Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, I need you to look out for each other. So if your brother has something against you, you need to go to him. And if he doesn't believe you, take two or three others. And if he still doesn't believe you, you need to bring the whole church, the family that I've established around you, bring them together. That this is a real challenge that the Lord of the universe is placing before us. And what's the desire of Jesus' heart? He doesn't speak in vain. He has a purpose for your life and for mine. The desire of Jesus' heart is that we would be in union with him and in union with each other. It's a tale as old as time that in the garden, Adam and Eve are there and they walk in unison with God, that there wasn't separation. They had daily chats and it was really beautiful. This is the life of paradise that you and I are called to. But when Eve falls into Satan's temptation, Adam wasn't there. Adam wasn't there to say, hey, sister, my beloved, what are we doing? Can I call you to something different? Can I call you to something higher? We don't need to listen to the voice of the tempter. Adam wasn't there, and Eve fell into sin, and Satan drove a wedge between Adam and Eve, and Satan drove a wedge between God and man. And it plays out every day of our lives. It happens in the human heart that Satan's number one goal in the universe is to separate us. The word devil itself means to scatter or to divide. That Satan literally comes, the devil comes to separate us so that we would not be in union with each other, that our hearts would be fragmented, that our communities would be fragmented. He wants to scatter husbands from their wives, wives from their husbands, brothers and sisters, that he would drive a wedge between them in our community at large, in our cities, in our families, in our church. It's his number one goal. And so what's the desire of Jesus' heart is to unite us. You know, in heaven, I want to be in heaven. I hope you do. In heaven, I'm not going to be angry with anybody. In heaven, there's not going to be grudges. There's not going to be unforgiveness. There's not going to be grievances against another person. But here on earth, I know that those things exist in your life. That you do have resentment. You do hold on to bitterness. That there is grievances and grudges that we hold on to. That will not go with you to heaven. So something has to change in me, in you. So long as we're going to be in a place of union with God and with each other in heaven. And so the word of the Lord comes to us today. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If the Holy Spirit is doing something in your life, amazing. Marvel at that. That the Lord wants to speak to you, little old you, with your little old problems and your little old family. But the God of the universe wants to do something special for you that he isn't capable of doing for somebody else. That he wants to bless you in a particular way, wake something up in you, put to death something that's tearing you apart from him, so that you and I might be the saints that we pray to, the saints that we admire. The Clares, the Francises, the Dominics, the Ignatius of Loyola, the Thomas Mores, the Peters, the James and Johns, that something needs to come alive in us. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's the desire of Jesus' heart, that you would be, we would be united together. And Mass is a beautiful place that you and I receive the body of Christ and we become his body. One body together, praising our Heavenly Father. So we let the graces of this Mass carry us forward, that we would be a family united in love, united in goodness, not according to my ways, but according to the Lord's. Let's be courageous. Let's be courageous Christians who heed the Lord's call. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.